NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Tell your body you're walking hard and long. When you finish that,
the hip knocker.
Go down, go down, go down. Come up.
Episode 200. We're back. We're live. It's 2025. I don't know what to say. It's the
first. Be alive. Just keep climbing. We've a gang, Calvin.
A gang. First of all, right? That you're jumping. You're spoiling it. It's episode 200. Right. It's me, COB.
It's me, Teddy Penis.
This episode is brought to you by Go Loud, sponsored by FBT Gyms.
All gyms offer huge gym floors, so you won't be struggling for the bench on a Monday night.
FBT are Hyrox affiliated and have a heated vault, offering free classes in both.
Recharge and recover after a big session in the recovery rooms.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, FBT provide the resources, motivation and expertise to empower your fitness journey.
Unleash your potential at FBT Gym for only €44 a month with no contract. Full class access and locations in Swords, Kewlock, Drogheda and now Tallaght. Showing up at fbtgyms.ie today.
You know all that rigmarole. It's episode fucking 200. 200. 200, Terry.
I don't know what to say, pal. I was going to jump in and I'm going to do it anyways. There's an absolute gang of people coming over.
There's at least 10 people out there in the reception, and I swear to God, when I walked in, I was like, go in the studio. I was like, I want to stay here and play with my friends.
Yeah.
It's good crack out there. It's like going to like one of your mates' christenings, and you're like, how are you, pal? Haven't seen you in ages. Are you still down there? Yeah, still down there. Oh, you moved the gap. You got a new job. How's the board? We're ages or not.
But it's like what we said about the live shows. We always wish we were out in the crowd with everyone when they're all running amok.
Yeah.
Now we're stuck in the studio. Having to yap away for the next 5 minutes.
Having to fucking walk.
Being like, thanks very much. No, really, on a serious note. No, honestly. Thanks to every single person who's listened to this over the last, how long is that? 4.5 years?
4 and a bit, yeah.
For over 4 years, 200 main episodes in. That's not even including the bonus episodes. So we'll have a 300th episode on in about 12 weeks. But we'll just keep celebrating then every
week. Just drag the arse out of it like your birthday.
Yeah.
But as Terry said, thanks to everybody, whether you start listening in 2020 or you start listening in 2025. I love doing this. It's fucking great. But there's no point in us doing this if you aren't listening. So to every single person who presses play on this podcast and listens to it, thanks to yous. 200 is a serious achievement. Do you know the whole statistic and all, 30? If
do it again, because we've only done it 75 times on the podcast, but do it again.
I bet you I get it wrong, yeah? So if you start the podcast...
Episode 3.
90% don't get past episode 3. Of the 10% that's left, 90% of them don't get past episode 20. So if you get to 21, you're in the top 1%. All that jazz. We're on episode 200 now. How'd you do it? Just showing up. If you show up to anything in life, that gives you the best chance of getting it done. Just show up. That's the first step. Second, thanks to the support, everyone Go Loud, Owen, Siobhan.
Darden.
We give Darden, yeah, we'll throw Darden in there. Ed, Simple, Lauren.
Eamon, Chris, fucking.
Keane, Chris, Darden, the whole crew.
Videographers,
people who fucking put the sofas on the stage at the live shows, and actually, we're getting back on the stage.
We'll be back on stage soon.
With more details soon.
Yeah, so just keep listening in 2025. Keep listening to the next few episodes.
I'd say keep listening in January. You might know more.
But in general, we're going to have shows this year. We only had one last year, but we're back this year with a bang. So make sure everybody is around the ball, gets his tickets when they're released. And yeah, that's it. No more live show talk. It's episode fucking. And we have a 200 cake on the table.
Yeah.
It was homemade by our producer, Siobhan. Homemade. I said there when I come in, I said, Jesus, Go Loud must have paid a few bob for the cake. Ah, Siobhan made it at home. I said,
the fucking cutbacks. Hey, you're always taking everybody's jobs. Siobhan has to make the cake herself.
Oh,
a quick one as well. To everyone who's listening to this, will you make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it? You can leave a review and leave a comment and share it with your mates. It's the best way to keep the podcast growing because it has been growing, and we'd really appreciate it if you could do that. It really helps the algorithms.
But I only said it a couple of weeks ago. Share it again on social media. We look at the numbers. There's more people than ever listening to the fucking podcast and no one ever shares it. We're like, what is going on?
Also, we're two idiots and we're at the making of episode 200, right? And I think that's a massive, massive, massive achievement. The two Johnnies are getting catfished and everyone is sharing it everywhere like, oh, this is deadly and all. Like, do we not deserve some credit for this? No?
Yeah, I think we're doing all right. And I hope this inspires more people to start them. So start the podcast, because if we can do it, you can do it. Are we ready, Calvin?
Now, one more. And if people always say, like, I'm not into podcasts. If you're not into podcasts because you can't find your only one that suits you, make it. Make your own one. Yeah. Make that podcast for yourself. And if you're only new on board in the last few months, go back and listen as well. We've, as we said, 200 episodes, serious catalogue there. And speaking of catalogue, we have a catalogue of guests. So this is the Rose Gallery of Talking Bollocks guests about to come in here now. I don't know what order they're going to come in, Terry. We'll just kick her off.
We don't know the order.
Have you got a button to press there, Owen? Press the button.
It was in first. What? You liar! Is it? No way! I can't. This is the best present. I didn't even want the cake, Owen. Is that right? This is the best present that Go Loud could have got. Owen, you could have offered me, right? A check worth 15 grand. A McGinty! And we're at the get McGinty.
Arthur McGinty is sitting in front of us. What's the story?
Bro, I'm starstruck. I have to be honest. Bro, look at my hands. I'm shook. Because at first I thought you were a copper, so that's why I'm nervous.
Yeah, and the way you stood over us as well, I was like, what's going on here? You only text me to do that, eh, you snake? I've so many questions.
Can we get into the details? I'm getting into the details. How did you get in touch with Go Loud?
No, I haven't got in touch with you.
Oh, and I swear to God, you're like, go out at me. And how long did you know?
Just a few days ago.
A couple of days ago?
Because we've been threatening to do this for a while, Arda. We have.
That was good. 200 episodes. Congratulations.
And we got the biggest guest from 200.
Why did we even get the catalogue out there? Fuck the rest of them. Now, McGinty, it's an absolute honour.
Yeah.
An honour to have you on the studio, honestly. And that was the best surprise ever.
And this debunks everything, because people are going around saying Arthur McGinty's not real.
I get messages about it as well.
You were at the last live show.
I was, yeah.
This is fucking mad.
You got me good at that spotlight and all.
Yeah. You were over to the right.
I was,
and all your mates were there giving you a load of stick and all. I remember that.
Soon. You actually met me soon, didn't you?
Yeah.
In an electrical picnic.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't believe him, though.
I remember, you said that to me. And I was like, McGinty's only a young player.
He's
only a young player.
He's only a pup. I mean, if he has a young player at electric picnic. Do you know what I mean? You're old enough.
I didn't believe him. He was like, and I was like, come on now. I just thought he was a fan of the podcast. Do you know what I mean? And he was winding me up.
No. So listen, I have a question for you, Ray.
You do.
I have a question for you. So it's my first time on the podcast, right?
It's not going to be our last.
First time, right? So what's the last thing you've done for the first time?
That is a fucking great question.
The last thing I've done for the first time.
The last thing I done for the first time.
Do you know that can be deep?
Yeah, well, that's where he specialises in.
Now, McGinty, I'm sick of you now because there's a couple of questions now my head does be fried over.
You know why they say never meet your heroes? Except it just blow me mind now and I don't know what to say.
The good thing here is we can say next question and we know his arm is just tattooed with a lot of talking bollocks questions.
What was the last thing you done for the first time?
Coming in here on a podcast.
That's his first time on a podcast. That's very good, mate.
You have me stuck, McGinty. I can't lie.
I'm trying to think.
Not that bad for you. You're only in Japan.
I know, but like, I feel like I'm fucking traveling the world. Went to three new countries last year. The last thing I done for the first time. Hopefully, I got a gaff. Hopefully, I never have to do that again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like them young ones on bleeding Facebook with me forever home. That's it now. That's it. So you don't want to be buying more than one gaff. No. So that's where I'll go with that. That's the last thing I can remember, yeah?
I'm stuck, McGinty.
You're stuck.
You have New Year's resolutions and all. Surely you've done something new.
No.
You made a coffee in your gaff.
I made a coffee, McGinty. Is that good enough? Yeah. Do you know what's at the show me up as well? You're wearing a pair of nail balance, McGinty.
Yeah, I think you've done this deliberately. Yeah.
Do you know, the wife got me down for Christmas and I couldn't give them back, so... I'll wear them in tonight for the slagging.
I hope she doesn't listen. Yeah. I couldn't give them back.
Man, Arthur, let's get personal here. Do you have a full time job?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the time? Yeah. Where do you get the time?
All right, I'll be just rambling in the head.
Do you have a job where you can be on your phone?
Yeah, that's it.
See, you listen to every bonus episode?
Yeah.
Because you got a shout out every single week.
Yeah. Oh, it's good crack.
It's mad because you're literally famous. Like I'd be saying that own, like when I'm walking up the road, like people shout at me, "Yup, McGinty." Is that not mad when you hear that? Like, is that not mad?
Yeah. Do you know what the fact is? Is that McGinty?
I don't even know where that came from.
Give us your full title and I'll break it down for you then.
It's Arthur Reynolds.
It's Arthur Reynolds, but so when you first ever sent the question in, I would say Arthur. Now for a Guinness you'd say McGinty. So Arthur Guinness, Arthur McGinty. And we just put it like that and it just stuck.
Yeah.
And now every time we go anywhere or any question that gets asked, it's McGinty.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind me putting this out there. I'm not doxing you, but your name on Instagram is Arthur P. Reynolds.
Yeah.
What's the P stand for?
Peter.
Arthur Peter Reynolds.
Yeah. There's another couple of Arthurs in the family. So.
Is there? Yes, you have to distinguish yourself. So you have Arthur Reynolds. Junior Arthur Reynolds the third, no?
But that's a common thing, isn't it? In loads of families. No, I'm not saying they're all. Loads of families call the kids Arthur. You'll have a few Arthurs now over the years. But it's a common thing to have loads of different names, no?
Well, in fairness, in my family, my dad's oldest brother's name was Paul, and he had a son named Paul, and we used to call him Big Paul and Little Paul.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So Big Arthur and Little Arthur.
Arthur, what we do really want to do, though, one of the days is get you in for a full bonus episode because I'm sure you're seeing out there you probably had to walk past a gang of fucking headcasts.
Oh, they hid me.
Take it in.
They hid you. But actually, I was down outside and you were coming in. I think I was trying to hide.
He doesn't know who you're at.
just
coming in. Yeah, some mad sketchy looking fella down there.
I was in the corner with his jacket off his head on the balcony.
With a
I thought you were Dave Moore.
I thought you was Willa when you opened the door.
Yes,
you
opened the door.
I was like, Will, that's not Willa.
No, but we really do want to get you in for a full bonus episode with a load of questions and get them out. Something that we've.
I can't believe it. I'm sick, everyone's outside.
Shock on your face.
Mate, I'm honestly, sick. Honestly, I'm sick because what's the point in having everyone out there when we have the best man?
We could have just did a full.
Yeah, but Arthur.
Bonus episode at McGinty. And they are.
It's just what Tommy Tiernan feels like.
Is it? Yeah, but he doesn't get to meet his hero. We're not meeting hero. Do you get me? McGinty, we are short on time because we've allowed more.
I have one more thing for you. Just have to ask Rita. There's a debate in my house. I think it's.
We'll settle it, don't worry.
Right? Dipping biscuits into herbal tea.
Ah, fuck off.
My daughter does it, and I think it's a crime.
It's me. That's herbal tea.
Yeah.
So peppermint tea. Yeah. And a stick of the chocolate digestive.
I think it's disgusting.
Fuck them out of the gap. Yeah. Fuck them out. The New Balance and the dipping biscuits in the herbal tea. I'm not having it.
Does change the locks on the door.
Yeah.
That's. Do you know them chocolate biscuits, the minty biscuits you can get and they're wrapped in the green tinfoil?
Oh, whopper.
The whopper, that's what they're eating. The chocolate digestive dipped in the mint tea, peppermint tea.
McGinty.
It was a pleasure.
Honor to meet you.
Honestly.
Do a full bonus episode.
No, it was great. Congratulations.
McGinty. What a man.
Do you ever see the videos of the kids when they get trips to Disneyland or like go to their favourite football team and they're like, that's where we're going to Old Trafford and they're crying and all. Yeah. That's where I'm at the feeling like.
I'm at the end of the show. It's just let us know you were a letdown to the previous guest, but come in and take a seat down. Okay, well.
So you don't need an introduction, you just know who this is.
Yeah, stay your cake. Where'd you get that out of special class?
Siobhan made that the producer.
Yeah, still the statement.
Yeah, he checks he was the dog.
Lads, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
No, I don't, any of that. You won't get a body like this on cake. Peters.
So, lads, thanks very much for coming in. Obviously, everyone knows it's Willa and Eric. There's a question pile over there, and yous have to take a thing from the top there and open it and ask the question.
And does it have to be from the top?
Well, no.
Whenever you want, will I give them
does
a shuffle?
From the top?
Give them a shuffle.
No, random,
do we get one each?
No, one each.
No, one between.
As I've been on the bottom all my life, so I'm whipping this one from
yes,
the bottom right.
Yes, will I, yes.
Started from the bottom.
You're doing all right now, will I? I actually have a funny story for you, will I?
Whoa.
So, when we were recording for Christmas, it was like, remember, you were like, it's the 19th of December and I still haven't started. My missus and Harper were shopping in town waiting for us to finish. We were going to go for something to eat then, see the Christmas lights and all, right? And he went past the gatey and Billy Connolly's plaque is there. So Amy was trying to describe to Harper who Billy Connolly was, right? So when I walked out, I met them there and she was like, tell her who Billy Connolly is, Irish comedian. I goes, first of all, he's Scottish, right? And I was like, he's still kicking.
Yeah, he is. He's in Florida.
Is he? He was terminally diagnosed about 10 years ago.
Yeah, but when you have money, you live longer.
Wasn't he alive? he's terminally ill, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Parkinson's.
He was told like 10, 15 years ago that like, this is it, there's no hope for you. But I was saying, he's fucking colossal. Like, he's one of the biggest comedians ever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I said, Billy Connolly is there because he's the last comedian to sell it out until Willa, right? And I said to Harper, and she goes, you're friend Willa? And I said, yeah. And she goes, so his plaque is there because he's famous. I says, yeah. And then Willa sold it as well. So was he famous? I says, yeah, he would be. And she goes, so is he more famous than you?
Well, he's not that famous.
I suppose, yeah, he is,
he'll get there. He'll get there when he gets to 200 episodes of his own podcast.
Yeah.
So I was humbled by my own young one coming up to Christmas.
Yeah, coming out of the gate, he was bleeding. It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was amazing.
You opened for him?
Yeah.
So the two boys done the gate.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
That was a big one for you, Will, wasn't it?
Do you know what? And even though the Olympia was sold out well in advance of the gaiety was just kind of stuck on me. Like, I got a call from Jamie from MCD and he went, listen,
you'd 4 weeks to
date,
sell it, Willa.
There's a date there for the gaiety. Do you want it? And the first thing was, when is it? That's the first thing. I always ask, when's the gig?
It's handy to know when it is, yeah.
And he goes, it's in. It is, yeah. In case you're somewhere else. I'm not meant to be on the gaiety. You want a gig in our town with 19 people. Oh, am I? Listen, I'm going to have to wrap her up here, yeah. Yeah, when he said it was 4 weeks, I genuinely started laughing. And he goes, what are you laughing at? I said, you bleeding sell the gaiety out in 4 weeks. He said, I'm telling you, you will. He says, we'll give you a guarantee on it. So he said, told me the guarantee. And he said, look, you've nothing to lose. You've literally nothing to lose. He says, all I need you to do is step up to the plate for all the press. Anything we throw at you, radio interviews, and just do it. Me give you then the prompt your socials. Just put it up and keep putting it up.
Three days. Me as a support act.
Yeah.
Sold out
like that.
But he didn't tell you, I only announced him on the night.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? I was slagging him in the dressing room going, you're the first comedian to do the gaiety since Billy Connolly.
He goes,
guess
really.
Who's on first?
Yes, Ernie.
So where's my fucking plaque? Yeah.
No, but he said the 4 weeks and I started laughing. 3 days before the gaiety, he rang me up because we're sold out.
Lovely.
And it was one of them moments I was like, Jesus. But I remember being backstage and Joe and Eric was backstage and I actually got down on my bleeding knees and said a few prayers. I was like, this is just unbelievable. Like it was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really special moment. A really, really special moment. I was glad to be a part of it.
After you put a post up on social media after doing the gaiety, and you kind of spoke about where you've been in life to selling out the gaiety and what you've done since, and
I think
got you in the fields that one, didn't it?
My nephew kind of said to me the next day, he says, do you know what? He says, when I turned the corner at the top of Grafton Street to go to the gaiety and I seen the hundreds of people all queuing up, and he said, they're actually all queuing up to see my uncle. Like.
Mm.
He said, I got a real moment like that. Me and my nephew, we'd be like my little brother, like, you know. I remember him one time saying to me, I think I said this before on a podcast, for all the faults that I had when I took drugs and been homeless and been that bleeding, you know, been the bleeding, you know, just been a nobody, like, you know. He said to me one night, he says, do you know you taught me how to tie my lace? And I genuinely couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you taught me how to, and I actually started crying. Do you know what I mean? Because I can't tie my own laces.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking.
So the only goes around breaking his jar every day. He's tripping over his own feet.
No, I actually never. I never remember doing that.
We had fell ground there on the
stairs. All over them Reeboks.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Right, so, like, do this envelope.
I was going to say something about the envelope.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Go on,
this episode is sponsored by Bertie Ahern.
Yeah, brown envelopes everywhere.
Are you ready? Eric, you have glasses on. I have my glasses like that.
Okay.
That's how old I am.
He's glasses on. He still put his head back.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. The person to your left accidentally casts a spell, causing you to swap bodies and making you miss an important event. What do you do while in their body to get revenge? Wow.
Shave his head and shave his eyebrows.
Cast a spell causing you to swap bodies, right? But make you miss an important event. But if you're Calvin.
Oh, I'm Terrence.
Oh, sorry, you're Terrence.
So it's to your left.
Yeah. So him.
So I'm and you. Then, you're him.
Yeah.
No, I'm to his left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
to your left. Oh, you're the. Oh, right. Okay, so we're going around.
Is that the way it's supposed
to be? Special class. I'm there with that.
Sorry about that.
A little tip for you with that. See, if you put your hands out in front of you.
Yeah.
Your index finger and your thumb make the letter L. They let you know. Left.
Yeah, but how, can you tie your laces though?
Oh yeah, we get them out of the box already tied, that's it.
Yeah, but here, that's right.
That is a fucking tough one, isn't it? What do you do with the body to get revenge?
I'd shave his head. I'd shave his head and shave his eyebrows.
Oh, would you?
Mm.
What does it say?
Do you know what I'd do to you? I'd clear out your whole runner collection and let you walk around in Chester Slices for about 12 months.
You could say the same for him.
Chester Slices?
Yeah, like proper bleeding. You know them Donegal culgy boots, the brown yokes with boot cut jeans on you? They're bleeding smack box jokes, isn't
they? They all wear.
To be honest,
yeah, they all wear. For anyone that's up to not wearing them brown boots and bleeding gilets,
yeah.
Cop the fuck onto yourself.
They love hair. They boot love
it. Jesus.
Oh, listen, bingo.
Get a grip on yourself, you clown you.
They love a gilet.
I'll probably end up going to town getting booted around the next week. What happened to you? Oh, 6 rounds with them brown boots on.
So it says, what would I do? Like, I've been wanting to get revenge on Willa for years now after something he did on me.
And I didn't do it.
I thought you did it. Right. So we did a gig years ago down that lawn for the Irish Scuba Divers Association.
Fucking that lawn.
Right? I swear to God.
That's how we roll, yeah. We're big underwater. Like.
Yeah. Fucking. So there's about
the anchor brothers to use the call.
Yeah.
Heard of anchors.
A submersive audience.
We used two anchors.
85 fishes are it, right? Oh.
Swear to God.
Scuba Divers
Association.
In that lawn.
Yeah.
Which is fucking landlocked.
In the Hudson Bay Hotel. Wasn't it?
Yeah. And so this, I used to do this routine about my daughter being born in a gaff in Ballymun. It was the home birth routine, right? And it goes on forever and ever. But there's a bit at the end, right? Where so we go to the bedroom now, and it's just me, my ma, home ma, the midwife, and her sister in the room. And up to that point, she'd been angelic, completely calm, not a bother on her. And then I go, the cue for this is, and then a dark, dark atmosphere comes over the room. And at that moment,
hang on,
how it normally is played. So normally when that bit comes on, I've done this in Vicar Street and all, the button gets pressed and Tubular Bells comes on.
Tubular Bells, have you heard that music?
Tubular Bells, it's from Halloween or something, or The Exorcist or whatever.
Yeah.
So what happened was...
And then the reverb comes on and I go, she wasn't angelic anymore. Get this fucking thing out of me! Get me to a hospital! So I have that on the bleeding system going right with
that. Yeah, so he gave me the CD and he said to me, when I'm on... Press the yoke for the CD. So I put the CD down and I went to the jacks where he was on and I come back. This is the God's honest truth, right? May God strike me down if I'm lying. This is what happens. But when I come back, I looked where I threw the CD and there was about 6 blank CDs with the CD on the yoke because there was nothing written on it. And he's gone through the material and here I am going, Jesus, which CD is it? I didn't know what one it was. We knew it was track one. And he's coming up to the bit and he's going, yeah, my missus had a home birth and all that. So I just grabbed one of the CDs. I goes, this has to be it, like, do you know what I mean? So he goes, I put the CD
in. And a dark, dark atmosphere comes over the room. And instead of do-do-do-do-do-do-do, fucking, I don't feel like dancing to sisters. And I'm there like that.
Here he is looking at me like that. And I'm going,
you cunt, you're going to sabotage me. And Willa's going. And the crowd were just looking at me going, what the fuck is this all about? And all I could think of was, well, yeah, in fairness, she didn't feel like dancing. Good night, this.
You want to see him, he'd a lip on him all night. He was sitting there eating dessert. He goes, you're a cunt, you done that on your purpose. I said, I played him, didn't I? Genuinely, did you? Did you? Did.
He was laughing so much, I said, he had.
Oh, it was so funny. I swear to God. Well, yeah. Didn't even impress all you could hear. Doon, 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 doon. Wake up in the morning.
And I'm down like that going, what the fuck?
So what's the revenge?
The revenge is, I mean, similar. I would say, I would take all your runners and I would bar you from buying runners for the year. And you'd have to wear shoes. I've never seen you wear shoes, apart from when you're in your tin of fruit going to awards ceremonies, picking up awards.
Arctic, you're doing MC now, and boxing matches and all. You're like Bruce Buffer going around.
Oh, stop, that was unbelievable.
Michael Buffer, sorry.
Michael
Buffer. Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer. Michael, yeah, he does the UFC.
Yeah. Michael Billy Buffer. Runners, I think. He's Billy Buffer.
Yeah.
Eric Bluffer.
Yeah, I was familiar. I was a bluffer. Oh, it was an amazing experience. You brought out that Dillian Wifi and they just, she said, do you want to do it? He says, yeah, fuck it, why not give it a go? And then I arrived and I was in the, like, the zone we're recording for the weekend, into the big truck, all these screens, big production team, and the producer and the director coming out, oh, mate, I believe you're the MC. And it's going, yeah, my first time. And my man goes, what?
I'm only joking with you.
Yeah,
I'm a vegan as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
First time doing it, he's like, eh, really?
Said, no, yeah. He went, goes, it must be joke. And you went, yeah, yeah, do that as well.
And he says, you've never done this before. I says, no, but I used to do a comedy routine about being a boxing announcer. That's surely the same thing. And he was like, right, so we're going to have to get this guy an earpiece. So they put an earpiece in my ear and just basically told me when to get into the ring and when to get out and stop staring at the ring girls. But I made one mistake. There was like 7 fights on the card. The first 3 weren't televised. The 4th fight was the first one being televised. 2 women, one from London and one from Czech Republic. And the London girl battered the Czech Republic girl, right? Totally unanimous points win. 4 2-minute rounds he did. We stepped into the ring and it was just say Mary from London and from Czech Republic, right?
Paradise
and I have
Street.
To say, and the winner by unanimous points decision is London. And all he said was, and the winner by United Points decision is... And the referee raised her hand. And I went, oh, wait, sorry, the London girl, the London girl.
You said a little mistake.
Oh, I'm choking now.
I know, yeah.
Her, these are cake.
So is your woman. That's why I didn't eat the cake, Eric.
Yeah, man, the fella in her corner, he looked at me and he went, you had one job, mate. You had one job.
Told you I'm a comedian, didn't I?
No, that's bad, that.
You're right. Do you want to ring an ambulance? Is that a paramedic out there as well, lads? Stop.
Have you got a
first aid? Oh, let's get ready to run.
You say, hey, is that what you said?
No,
finding to catch his breath in the blue corner.
Kind of a little bit, but I changed it because it was the Rock of Gibraltar, so it was called the Rock and Roll event. So I said, is everybody here ready to rock and roll? And they're all like, yeah! I was like, fucking job done.
Yeah, get in there now.
What do you mean, first time? What do you mean?
See, your man, the promoter from London, Magic.
Yeah. When I came to get paid, your man disappeared. Where's Magic? They disappeared with the view, Bob.
Oh, so any chance of a view, Bob, and he pulled out a rabbit. He says, there you
go. Any chance of pick a card.
Right, lads, we're going to have to focus
now. Yes, of course.
Because Roy, you won't stop.
No, we won't.
Have you anything you want to plug before you leave?
I'm doing a play in April.
Yeah.
In the Ambassador. It's called The Examination. It's not a comedy, just to tell people.
And it's amazing.
It's very, very serious.
Yeah.
And any women that are going, you'll get to see me in my underwear.
Your velvet.
The pram filler will be on display.
I'm doing a little bit of a tour, and the Dublin areas I'm doing are the Civic in Tallaght, and I'm doing, what the fuck? Oh, I'm doing the Accent Ballymun hometown gig.
Yup. You're doing a few others down the country.
Yeah, it's broadcast everywhere, not just. Even in the world.
Yeah.
Cavanaghs in Portlaoise, TLT in Drogheda. And just like, go to my Instagram, you'll see all the.
Right, Benny. Eric Lawler on Instagram. And then, what, Ticketmaster, Willa?
Ticketmaster, yeah, it's with MCD. The Examination is the name of the play.
The Ambassador.
In The Ambassador from the 17th to the 20th of April.
Right, lovely, lads.
And lads, congratulations on 200.
Thanks very much, lads.
You up to 200.
You're up to lads.
Thanks very much,
Eric, put a word in. I want to do MC as well. So if you're like, oh, I know other fellas, he's done this before. Let me know.
Willa. Thanks,
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Go down, come up. Oh,
is that coming in pair? So we've Kiefer Crosby and Enya Martin. What's the crack with you two?
Pull that mic in, yeah.
To the breaking. Hold on.
Look at all this state of the earth.
Oh, now, yeah.
You used to sellotape the bleeding things to the wall, so it's a little That's bit a of an upgrade point,
yeah.
since then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
What episode was that I was on? Early doors.
Into the wall.
They literally sellotaped things to the wall when I done it in the barbers, the original podcast.
Yeah.
No cameras.
Yeah.
In a barber shop rented, and there was shit sellotaped to the wall beside me. No mess.
Yeah.
And I was looking, and as soon as I seen that, I was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
You used to get me a haircut. You used to get me a haircut in early annoying on Talbot Street. And Paddy Corrigan, he just messaged me, he goes, because we are bouncing around places, he messaged me, he goes, hey, if you need somewhere today, we're like, we're not open. We're in the height of COVID, he goes, you can use this place. He gave us the keys, he said, just put the shutter down so no one can see us when you're going past. Mm-hmm. And he was showing us downstairs, he had a little gym going. And then you can hear Keeper coming in, it was like bleeding. It was like Jack in the Beanstalk, V544, and it was boom, boom. I was like, yeah, that must be Keeper. And I walked upstairs, I was like, all right, Keeper. And he's like, what the story? And he grabbed me, I was like, yeah, Grant. Yeah, sit down if you want. But the mics were sellotaped to the wall, yeah.
Sellotaped to the wall.
He said, you were one person that he never wanted to meet.
I said that
before he met you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What is that?
You're the scariest looking fella I've ever met in my life.
He's handsome, but he's very scary. Like, do you get me? Do you not get that vibe off him?
He was horrible when I met him.
Yeah, what was it like?
And like that.
Boy, he's a proper fan. Okay? Do you get me? So when I seen him, I was like, bollocks, that's him. Like,
yeah, if he was running at me now, I'd probably move out of the way. Like. Yeah.
I'm not good at running, so you're all right. I tell you how much the tables have turned, actually. Yeah. So back in the day, this bloke used to hop my phone over, and I used to ignore him. But these days, yeah, check your last 3 fucking texts. Every time I text this bloke, yeah, I'll hear you about the dry on camera, no problem. He doesn't get back to me. Isn't that right, yeah?
He needs that.
Flower.
He needed
That's
that.
How big
he
time he is that, now. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, no, what's going on? Something wrong with your phone? Are they not paying you well?
I'm not going to blame
Listen,
because you blamed me the other day.
Something wrong with your phone?
Who the fuck do you think you're on? I went, bollocks, what am I?
Fucking where he came from.
He goes, why? You're not going to respond to me.
He's on the talk and bollocks. He's acting like Mr. Billy, but big bollocks. Ridiculous carry on. Ridiculous carry on.
Oh, fuck me, I'm sweating. Enya, what's the crack with you?
Yeah, good.
Just swerved that, Keeva. See that spray on the Enya there.
No, it's actually the way they're talking about you, the first episode, the way he's had the sellotape, whatever you call it, things to the wall.
But you always call it.
And, well, I say sellotape and some people say sallow.
Yeah.
Don't what do you call it?
Sellotape. Yeah.
I call it
sellotape. Put an A instead of an O.
She's one of them.
Posh part.
No, because do you remember one of the first episode I was on with you? You used to call a cap a cork.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
No.
A cork, yeah.
A cap on a bottle.
A cork on a bottle.
That's what
I call it a cap.
Yeah.
I call it a cap as well now.
Are we going straight into the zingers? What are you saying? Pats are corbs.
Pat.
Ah, Pat's all there. Yeah. Thank God.
Because
we would have had to switch guests. We would have had to get someone else in.
If
someone was on this couch saying Corbs, I would have been like, get
like
the
when
fuck.
Nige says birthday. You know when you're on like spot a mile away. But no, when he's were talking about setting up his first episode, we had to sellotape things to the wall, like the mics. And I remember when I started out, I used to think, oh, I have to have loads of money to buy all the fancy equipment. And it's like, no, you just use what you have.
Yeah.
Because I actually seen a quote the other day and it's actually so good. It's like, oh, I don't want to start because I have no money. And then it says, no, I have to start because I have no money.
Yeah.
And it's so true, isn't it?
The way I was looking at it is as well, is like, if you start with nothing, cost you nothing then to stop it.
Yeah.
We're not in it for any money, right. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's an educated way of looking at it. That's all right.
Have you ever gone for breakfast with him? You definitely aren't making that much of
clearly, haven't you? I can't stand you. So we have a pile of questions on this desk as well. Anyway, that was a great quote, by the way. I don't think I said that there. There's a pile of questions there, random, at random. Right. So you can take a random one. Now, it's for the four of us here, yeah? I don't know what it's going to be.
No, one between you, yeah?
Just one between you.
Okay, you go.
We don't know what they say. I think they're bonus style questions.
Okay.
All right. That's all right with you, too. That's all right with you, Kiva, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's less likely to not respond to a text?
I was going to say, if that is actually on that fucking, he definitely wrote that.
Which previous guest would you have as your partner on Dancing with the Stars?
Keep on cross.
We were talking to Willa in the waiting room, and he said, I'm an unreal dancer. Like, I'm telling you now,
he can dance.
I've seen him dance.
Yeah.
He can dance.
So,
he's a raver.
Yeah, he dances at the end of his shows.
And the start, he's a good dancer. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't take someone because they're good. You take someone because they're shy.
No, for Dancing with the Stars, you want a good mover.
Neither.
Would you? Yeah. I'd sting him. I'd have him the little twinkle.
Neil was on it, wasn't he?
Neil said that. You're better off going on shite because people actually want to see it improve and grow. But if you're good, they're like, they don't need my vote. They're good. Like,
that's a very good thing.
What past guests? I never watched Dancing with the Stars. Do you know what I mean? So we don't know who's been on this podcast and has been on that, you know what I mean?
It's just a dance, is it? It's just a dance, is it?
Is it an Irish thing?
Oh, no, it's an Irish thing. Yeah.
It came from the UK.
He
was on it last week. I seen that one. Yeah.
Jack.
Jack Woolley as well. Two of them.
Remember you said people thought you were on it. I genuinely thought you got asked.
That was on the radio, by the way.
They'll ask anyone. Keith, you're too big to be asked. Do you know what I mean? The bar is low. No offense, anyone's been on it, but they'll ask anyone to be
on it. Maybe it's a good thing I haven't been asked.
I'm telling you. People are on, who's that person? Oh, it's a man who slipped that time outside the forecourt on the news.
I'd definitely pick him as my partner.
Do you know what I mean?
But they will say everyone now, people to ask. They will, and then they'll eventually have to get to us.
Yeah.
You know, and
I wouldn't go on it.
I have two left feet. I have no rhythm whatsoever. Yeah, like,
but then you can improve, Andy.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone
then if you say no,
you're never going to use that again.
Yeah.
You're not going to be out of 40 now doing all the twirls.
The salsa and all.
You're not. You're just not.
But you can improve, and then if you say no to them, they can improve on their offer. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. We'll add a zero to that check. Yeah, of course I'll do it, mate. Yeah, just sign me up there.
Yeah, apparently like, the money is good for RTE standards. Like.
Come here, we'll all do it for a check.
Who would you bring, honestly?
Suzanne Jackson was on it. And didn't she get to the final?
Did she?
I didn't watch it. I don't think she won it.
Can we do fact checks and all in this or no? All right.
It's better without it. We're picking Suzanne Jackson.
So you're going in big to win?
Yeah, of course. You have to be in it to win it. Do you know how it works? Like, you'd go on, but they put you, like, they pair you with a proper dancer.
Yeah.
And they teach you every week.
So yeah, we're a professional.
Yeah, so this week we're doing the waltz, next week we're doing the salsa, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the dancers aren't good, Nick. Like,
I think I'd be fit enough to do it, but I just don't have any rhythm. Like, you need to be fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a good memory.
Yeah, two-stepping.
Vote for me, please.
People there, please vote. Will you fucking bet that vote. He's winning every week and all she's doing is two-stepping.
Or like if your ma was on it, all she does is just a clap.
Yeah. Getting down the rock the boat. All the people up out the audience.
Yeah, I'm bringing Keeper. I'm building with Keeper. Yeah, I'm gonna sting
next
you.
Next year, RTE, if you're listening. Next year, Dancing with the Stars.
Would you pick him, Keeper?
No, because you could. Are you mad? I'd pick him. Yeah.
Pick someone else. Out of people.
There's a bit of bromance going on here,
It's all love.
A love-hate relationship for this.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Previous guests.
Yeah.
I just listened to one episode.
His top listens his first episode and then the second episode.
Trying to think. I don't know.
And yeah, if you have anyone in mind that we had, you have to say, well, I know.
No, because he's the obvious choice. Your man who was on a Roddy...
Collins.
Yeah. Hey, he's gas. I'd love to be his dance partner.
Yeah. Ronnie Collins is a good show. Yeah.
Look at me, will you?
He was meant to be here, but he's in Spain. The
of course he is.
I just keep thinking of men that were on the podcast. But then I'm thinking, I'm going to have to be a dance partner. I'm thinking of men that were on the podcast. Can't think of any. I don't know. Danny from the script.
Yeah, he's a lethal dancer. He can throw the hands as well.
Oh, I know we can fight. I've done a few PTs with him, yeah. So he's a friend of mine, yeah. And I've done a PT and he started dancing. I've seen him dance. He's done ballet, you see, for so long. So he has mad flexibility. He can nearly do the splits. He can kick higher than your head, spinning kick straight off the bat. He's actually a very good athlete.
Shall we skip?
And a very good boxer as well. Like a legit martial artist he is.
Oh, he's hooked on it.
Yeah. He's hooked on it, man.
He was training with Tom Aspinall.
Like, he goes around and does a bit with everyone. Like, yeah. He don't train him with me here. Like. And then he'd be sending me videos of like fights all the time. What do you think of this kick and all? Like, he has it on the brain, him. So Danny's my partner, yeah.
But he skipped the whole ballet thing when he told us.
Now, that may or may not be true. He done something. I think it was ballet. I'm pretty sure it was ballet, though, yeah? I think he said ballet, yeah? I'm pretty sure he said ballet.
Headline.
But I'm sorry, Danny.
He
does look like he'd have the physicality for that, like, you know, the build for it, like,
ballet.
Because when he dances on stage sometimes... No, like, I actually, he does a little spin and I'm like...
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Pirouette.
Pirouette, yeah.
What do they call it?
Yeah. Not the Titanic pose, like, or... I don't know.
That's dirty dancing, though. Isn't Lomachenko was playing high level in ballet?
No, ballroom dancing.
Is it?
Ballroom, yeah. His dad took him out of boxing to do ballroom dancing for years to get his footwork and his rhythm right. Brought him back into boxing, fucking one of the best boxers of all time.
That's one way to do, isn't it?
There you go.
Well, it worked because he's decent.
Anya, have you got anything you want to plug?
Vicar Street on the 8th of March, some tickets still available. And then I'm running the Dublin Marathon in October and I'm going to raise 10 grand for Irish Cancer Society. So lovely. The link is in my bio on me Gids a Laugh Instagram if you want to sponsor me.
Legend.
Lovely.
Nice. Okay, for the plug.
No. If anyone wants to send me money or DM me, I don't have
Edna's
down the Dublin Marathon sponsor.
Keith, when are you getting back out?
I was just saying to the lads in there that I'm only over this shoulder surgery now the past 4 months. So yesterday was my first day back grappling in 6 months. So hoping I'm going to Vegas in 3 weeks now to the POI.
Right.
And they'll officially hopefully medically clear me and then get the wheels in motion. Yeah.
So March is too soon for you?
March is way too soon. Yeah. Like there was talks about, but I'll be going straight into a quick camp and I'm not doing that coming off this. I'm sure I can't do it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be smart if I'd done it that way.
Lovely.
It's tempting.
Yeah. Definitely of course. It
is, but there's gonna be other opportunities that'll come, you know. So I'd say May, June is what I'm in my head thinking. Because I want to do a smart, get back in shape and then make a run for a good camp, you know what I mean?
Injury, fucking.
Listen, I know. Bubble wrap, yeah. If any bubble wrap companies want to sponsor me, I'll wrap myself up from head to toe so I don't break out anymore. Yeah. Please, God.
Yeah. So, thanks very much for coming in. Yeah. Episode
well done, lads. Words.
We
well
really
done.
Appreciate it. Yeah. But you're going to have to fuck off now because we've.
No, he's a big part of the.
Congratulations,
journey.
Boys.
He's about to be on bleeding numerous times at this stage, so we do appreciate it.
He's always
thanks,
having
lads.
Support
here's
anyway.
To the next 200.
Oh, yeah.
Send them in, Siobhan.
Switch them up. Switch them up.
Thanks very much.
Oh,
thank you. Who's this? Katrina O'Sullivan, Neil Delamere.
Hello.
Hello.
Has actually everybody that's been there has been on twice, have they? Mad. Mm. Yeah. That wasn't even strategically planned.
Yeah, well, in fairness though, they wouldn't be a big part of the podcast if they hadn't been on more than once.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have
all of our guests that have been on once have done a great episode like sound.
No, but you know what I mean? You think of talking about like you think of the stalwarts.
You know
what I'm trying to say, Katrina?
Stalwarts. Yeah, not really like that description now.
Why?
Because I'm old, like. I'm probably the oldest guest on your show.
No.
What? She's about 40.
I'm 47. Thank you for that. That's a compliment. I like you.
She's a stalwart, though. You could be a young stalwart.
That's true, yeah.
Somebody who's like always there and reliable.
It's not something you want to be described as that.
Would you prefer stalwart or veteran?
No, veteran is old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but veteran sounds like better as in like it's someone that you want to be
around. What about legend?
Legend. Yeah, absolutely. That's actually the name of my next book.
Legend.
I would be a good name, actually. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm lost.
Yeah, just give them to it.
Sorry. No, walk away. Don't let us interrupt.
We're stalwarts because we've been on twice. Everybody's been on twice. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
So far, on multiple times. Yeah, Sarah, what's going on?
He's just fixing mics. He'll roll in and roll out. He's like, do you know the kicker in rugby? Your man comes on, takes a little yoke, puts it down while the game is playing yeah. and then runs off. That's him.
So he's not even the kicker. He's the guy who puts the thing down.
Puts the thing down.
The tee
yeah.
down.
Oh,
the kicker.
He's very important though, that fella. That fella's very important.
He is.
He puts the little thing down.
We just
down.
Had to be careful not to hear
him. He was important.
He's so important that none of the four of us know what he's called.
I know.
He's the man who comes and puts the little tee down.
And what's
the
little thing called? That's the thing with the thing.
Little thing is called the scrum half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my husband.
Very good. Neil, you have a question for us, which is weird because you're used to getting asked questions, not asking.
No, this question can be answered by all of us.
Okay. Katrina, do you want to do the honors?
Did you see Neil on the chase?
Oh.
No, but he's little at all that.
Boy, I want to call you out on it.
Oh, go on.
You're on the chase.
Call me out.
He's on the chase.
He's on all them game shows over in England and he wins them all.
Yeah.
You never won, did you?
I talk about the ones I've won and then we don't talk about
the chase. Who did you go against?
I went against Dara Ennis. It was myself and Jasmine from Place in the Sun and Jamie Borthwick from EastEnders and Helen Lederer.
You have to tell me who he plays. Who he plays in EastEnders.
He plays... let's move on, because I don't know who he plays.
That wasn't one of the questions.
Yeah. So Dara Ennis went to Maynooth University.
Yes.
So, like, he's one of our alumni. Like,
we love Dara
Ennis. We love Dara.
Very sweet man. And played for Rathdool as well.
Yeah.
So we went up against him. And
did you win?
120 grand?
120 grand for charity.
Did you get the big bucks?
He fucking...
I did.
Oh, my God.
You're asking all the right questions.
I love you!
20 questions. Neil answered like 18 of them.
No way.
Yeah. Apparently somebody texted me afterwards. Now, because it's England, you know the way there's always somebody who's, because it's such a big population, there's always somebody who's really into it.
Yeah.
So there's a guy who collects the details and will tell you what percentage each chaser has ever scored and all this sort of stuff. And apparently nobody has ever answered more questions on a celebrity chase in that episode.
Good up
than you.
Yeah.
Wow. You're
Hang on, me and you are well suited.
Because
he's having a go. Hold on.
There was a few tap-ins. There was a good few tap-ins.
There was
a lot of tap-ins.
Pushbacks.
No, but like they asked a question and what colour, one of them was like, now you actually didn't answer this, but one of them was like, what colour is like
Snow concrete. Yeah.
What colour do you think it is? Snow.
White.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a one of me,
yeah. Yeah, but the problem with, I always think with the chase, having to press the button adds seconds.
Yeah.
Having to press the button and call your name.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, but it's engineered. So you've, say there's four people to make the final chase. Say the four of us are there. Buzz, Terrence, answer. So it does take longer, but there are four of you, so you get kind of, you get four bonus points going into it.
Yeah.
But you're right. But the celeb version of any show, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
But add the lights, add the freaking out, add the 120 grand for charity. So you kind of go, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I think they have him trapped in that studio and he never leaves. Like, there's some punishment that your man is on.
Bradley Walsh.
Yeah, that's prison. Yeah. Like, that's really bad prison.
Very well paid prison.
But, like, I think they have a sunbed in the studio as well. Because he's brown as hell and he's stuck there forever. Like, he records 3 a day, I heard.
Yeah.
Very likeable. Like, he must be going cha-ching. Like,
very likeable.
Very good looking.
Very likeable.
I thought you said very good looking. No, he is actually.
Very likeable fella.
He was in EastEnders.
Yeah.
You were on Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
Was he not in Coronation Street?
Oh, yeah, he was in Blankety
Blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a man. Oh, you want to get on it?
You want to get on it?
Yeah.
You got to get more famous.
I think you can't get on the normal one because
you have to have a British passport.
Yeah.
We looked into it before.
Well, I could lend you mine.
Do you know what I mean? Put a word in for me.
Yeah.
The dual citizenship.
Yeah. I could lend you mine.
Would you go on like a trainer?
Absolutely. And I'd smash it. Yeah. I'm a brain box. I'm a doctor. I'm a professor now.
Since the last time we came.
Like, things have changed. Can you see it? Like, I got promoted to professor.
Professor, and what's your subject?
Psychology.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm a Wales psychology, but I know nothing about geography, just to say. Like, I have no clue where I am anytime, and I don't know where the West is or whatever. But anyway, that's off point. I think I'd smash it because I'm good under pressure
as well.
Once
it's not geography.
Yeah, like, I'd have a good guess at stuff as well. But, like, if there was royal questions, I'm so good at the royals.
As in, like, he'll come after King Edward V.
Yeah.
And I hate them.
I love them questions, so.
Well, I definitely think for something like that, you can learn. I think they go off and learn certain
things. Yeah.
So like they go off and they learn. But see, they like it.
It's so sad though.
But some people would say being a professor of psychology is sad.
No. I'm not saying that.
So did we not tell Neil who Katrina was?
No, 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 it's okay.
No, I know who
Listen,
Katrina
don't
is.
Listen, don't get in my fucking bad books. I'm not offended by that at all. There's a lot of people who probably wouldn't be excited about the fact that it's actually quite boring to be a professor.
No, I don't find it boring. But what I'm saying is that if someone like Darren Ennis, right, would go off and he would learn history. He would learn all the kings and queens. He would learn all the...
some cake. I don't even want the bread of cake.
I'm all right, thanks. He looks a bit
He would learn all
stodgy.
The Oscar winners and all the rest. We didn't get like the question.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that like...
These two are trying to foment... We came in here as a team and now you're trying to split us up. That's what that was.
No, Neil, yes. I got a fright because Katrina is all about... That smoke, like,
I know that.
All right,
don't be scared. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everyone's a bit scared of Katrina. Yeah, we got
It's not Kiefer I'm scared about.
No, yeah, it's me.
It's Katrina.
The question, okay. Which previous guest would you like to punch? Yeah. And Katrina just looks at Neil.
Okay, gain an extra hour in the day or find €50 in your pocket every time you wash your trousers.
Obviously, you just keep washing, you'd wash your trousers 100 times a day.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Is there a limit on how many trousers you could wash?
Yeah, it doesn't say there's a limit. So let's just say that you can't... Like, a wash takes about 30 minutes, like.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to dry it because the money's going to be wet. Yeah. So you're thinking, like, an hour...
No, but you take the money out of your trousers.
Yeah, every time you wash it, yeah. So... But you still have to wash your trousers, get them dry, take them out, then get the €50.
But that's like a daily or weekly thing that people do. Do you know what I mean?
I'd get an extra hour in the day.
Would you? I'm trying to take an hour away.
I'd get an extra hour in the day. I feel, like life is good, man. There's so much shit I want to do that I'm not able to do because I don't have enough time.
You're too young. You don't give. Yeah. You already have hours.
No, hang on. I want to reverse that. You have too much money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, high five for that one.
That's 100% right. That's 100% right.
Actually, probably is that. 100%. I'm not being funny, right?
Because I'm more financially stable and we have time on our side.
But
on the other side of that, I would say enjoy Australia.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be great for the two of you. Because that's all that everybody your age does.
Yeah.
Come back, hope for everything to go to shit here, and then buy a gaff.
Yes.
So you're adding the drying to the thing as well now.
Yeah. But think about how often you do wash naturally in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't wash it daily anyway.
I don't do the washing in my house. Dave does all the washing.
But daily?
Yeah, give daily. Every day he does a wash. Yeah.
I mean, like, let's say you wash that jumper now. It could be ready tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you're going to find £50 in it.
Yeah, but like, I don't need any money. Oh. Like, money...
Thanks, man.
But
like,
no, what? I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
Like, cut that out. Cut the mention of the... That's not funny, Terrence.
No, we've done this before.
Nah, that's not funny. Don't bring the light on me. I'll get the shade on you, buddy.
That is so funny. Down a minute and Revenue are just sitting outside your...
Can I just tell you a funny story about Revenue? Oh. Like,
There's no funny stories about Revenue.
No, there is. I run a program, right, called the STEM Passport, and it's for girls who are disadvantaged to learn about STEM and get jobs.
Yeah.
And they have mentors. We get mentors from industry.
Yeah.
And like one day I got this email from this guy in Revenue, and he was like, "Hi Katrina, I would really love to have a meeting with you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my God, the game is up. Get the money out from under the mattress." No, I'm only joking. And I ignored the email, and then he sent me another email. "Hi Dr. O'Sullivan, really would love to have a meeting with you." And I'm like, "Fuck this guy, you know." Anyway, got in touch, and he said, "I've heard about the STEM Passport, and all of the Revenue staff want to be mentors."
Oh.
So, like, but it's amazing. But the only thing is, it's a little bit scary as well. I know. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm more afraid of the Revenue than I am of the guards.
Oh, 100%.
Katrina, the guards have less power than the Revenue. Sorry, Neil, go on.
I would just say, do you know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know all those, you know, oh, scary, you have to eat this kangaroo testicle and all the rest?
It's fake.
What you should do is, you should go in, what scares Irish people is you go in, they don't make you eat a kangaroo in, it's just, they hand you a letter with a harp on it.
You just shit yourself immediately.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what you should get.
I still get some posts to me mask off and she's like, "There's a letter here for you." And I always say, "It's a brown one with the window on it." Then just leave it there.
I know.
That's always the best way to deal with Revenue. Just completely ignore it. Because all those things always go away.
I don't think we should cut this out of the podcast. Like, this shouldn't be in the podcast.
No, it's all right.
We're all right now. But can we say, we joked about this before, didn't we?
It wasn't funny, honestly.
We made a joke about this before, right? We were talking about it. And then the fire alarm went off in here. And I joked, because we had to leave. I joked, the tax man's on the way. That's the alarm. John like that, blah, blah, blah. The two of us got audited.
No.
Two of us got audited.
Now, I have an accountant. I'm completely tax compliant.
Yeah.
Same. Neil.
Same.
Obviously.
Yeah. What was the question? Did we answer?
Okay. So,
I put 50 quid in your pocket, I have an extra hour on the day.
Extra hour.
50 quid in the pocket.
And they pick the hours.
I pick the hour, yeah.
And me, extra hour.
Right. And there's one to plug.
I'm doing Vicar Street, two Vicar Streets.
Right.
And Cork Opera House, and a million other dates as well.
Get the tickets where?
neildelamere.com/gigs.
Right.
It is all revenue compliant.
Lovely. Katrina.
Two exclusives. For the Talking Bollocks podcast.
We love nothing
more. You always bring the goods on this.
Second book.
She's going to prison.
Tax evasion.
I've been investigating for my tax defense.
And her book is about how to get out.
That's actually in my first book. No, I am writing my second book.
It's called Rich.
That's the third one. So I'm in the middle of writing my second book. It'll be out next year. And it's called Hungry.
It's called Brackets.
It's called Hungry.
As in tax brackets.
No, it's called Hungry. And it's a biography of my body and all the things I've experienced as a body. So I'm talking about like being a woman and all the things that we go through. Diet culture, sex. It's lots of sex. There's a story about Dave, which I don't know. Do you want to hear it before we go?
We're on blast. Yeah.
It's about the first time we were together and how like he thought that it was like an amazing experience. It lasted quite a short amount of time. And we were together. Like I was this empowered woman at this point, gone through a load of therapy. We were together and then he's lying in the bed going, yeah, that was amazing. And I'm lying there going, am I going to tell him what's going to happen here? Am I going to tell him it's not finished yet and it's not over? Or am I going to let him have his moment? Is John Player Blue in peace? So I turned to him and I went, babe, that was really amazing. However, you've some things to learn. So that's the first story in my book. And he's really proud of that, actually, because
he's an expert.
No, he's not. Oh. He's still shit, but we try. He's not still shit. We try. So first book, next book, Biography of My Body.
Yeah.
It's all about being empowered experiences. And Poor is going to be a play in the Gate Theatre.
Cool.
Amazing.
In lovely. Dublin One, Up the Flats.
The Flats. It had to happen, Katrina. Yeah. How many weeks was the number one?
56 or something.
Wow.
It's number five. Still number five. Five this week. And it's
has you years. Ever even left the top 10?
No,
five,
never
ten.
Lost the top, left the top 10. It's amazing. In 2 years May.
Amazing.
It's not less.
So no doubt second book is going to be as successful.
Well, I don't know.
It will be.
I've never heard of someone doing a retrospective on having sex with somebody before. I'm just saying that.
What do you mean?
Like, let's sit down and discuss where you went wrong.
Well, it wasn't like it was a bit more romantic than that. It was just a bit more like, let me show you
where you went wrong.
Yeah.
Well, no, like you have a choice here. We're either gonna learn.
It's either gonna walk or it's not.
It's either gonna you're gonna learn about me and what I want and know that women have needs, or you're just gonna like have that bit and then it'll be over. And he was like, no woman's ever spoke to me before.
You see, those two faces are the faces of we would choose ignorance as bliss.
No, never.
But the other thing he said to me,
he's already on his phone.
I have a message. I have a message for Katrina.
I think he actually said to me about a year later when we talked about it.
I thought
it was just because you're English.
You know, cultural thing.
Yeah. You're taking, you're taking.
You get what you're given. That's what he should have said. 800 years. You get what you're given.
And apologise for the famine. And that's it.
Yes, it's over.
Brilliant. One last thing for you. Producer Owen Brennan has just sent me a message and said, congratulate Katrina on her son becoming champion of Ireland also.
Oh my God, yeah.
Guess who Owen follows?
Owen is a Shells fan.
Big Shells
fan.
Yeah,
my son is plays for Shells.
Woo!
Won the league last year.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So, tell him, tell Owen, I think he's the best producer of all the podcasts and he should be awarded.
And Duffer is a legend.
For that and recognised for that.
Neil just jumping in there. Did you hear that? Neil said Duffer was a legend now. So.
Yeah.
Duffer is a legend?
Duffer is a legend.
Yeah, Duffer is a legend.
He won't come on the podcast, but anyways. Somebody get Duffer on the fucking podcast, you know.
Katrina, get Duffer on the podcast.
Lads, I'm trying to get him on my own.
Fuck off. thanks very much for coming on. Part of the episode.
Happy 200th, lads.
Yeah, no, thanks very
well
much.
Done.
Great to see you.
Katrina. Appreciate it.
Good luck with the next 200, lads.
Thanks very much. Low, 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 low.
This fella.
Okay. Oh, here's trouble. I honestly can't believe this is the next duo. This is. Our next duo is Glenn Shosho Murray and TKB. This could end bad.
Just I don't know how page is together.
Mental health matters.
Right.
Before we go any further, there is a pile of envelopes there. At one stage in this, you're going to open that and ask the question the four of us are going to answer.
Right.
Okay.
And Eddie Brown.
Envelopes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Why?
I thought that was one of them questions. You ever see when people go around and go, is it pink? And you'd be like, is what pink?
No, a brown envelope.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there.
And the joke is
like, want us to open them now or?
Are you saying about backhanders?
Yeah, we made that joke bleeding at the start.
I'll
see me that fire exit door, Emma.
Where did you get that cake, Mountjoy?
That poor cake.
Siobhan made that cake.
And Siobhan,
we're in Mountjoy prison.
Homemade cake off on the fabric.
I have a few of the boys in Mountjoy that they'd love a bit.
Just one a bit. Yeah. Chocolate biscuit.
No, I love a bit.
No.
Do you want a bit?
I love a bit, yeah.
I'm not eating on camera for free.
You can critique it.
No, I only eat cake on OnlyFans. This is like a fucking fever dream. He's staring at a Swarovski crystal fucking hoodie. Slice and cake.
So you come in giving out to us and you hand us two tampons. What happened there? What's going on?
I haven't heard you. You know when people ghost you? When people ghost you, right?
Right.
And then they come back from the dead. So you're usually coming back from the dead.
When was the last time you heard from us?
2 years.
No,
it's about 7.5 months.
Yeah. And do you not go ghost for a while? You delete everything. You change your number. You move to different countries.
I needed you.
What did you need me for? So I needed
to feel normal because I can sleep at night now to somebody else in the world that's off the wall. And you weren't getting back.
Nah. What were you going through? Hey, you had a yoke and tater that recently. How did it go for you, pal?
Well, long story short, I'll put it really quick. I'm veering away from the arts.
I've applied for a
psychoanalyst master's to specialise in behaviours. And I've learned a lot in Trinity. The School of Creative Arts has been a blessing to me. The teachers, best ever. So essentially, 2 years ago, so there was two plays. And the last play was a play on suicide. So I was in a year and I was getting professional help. I needed to go through CBT, needed to get diagnosed with shit. So I've already been diagnosed with ADHD, OCD, went through the diagnosis system, which was waiting ages. I was in the ER. So anyway, I got diagnosed with a borderline personality disorder, which is essentially, in Ireland, they call it emotional personality disorder. So I got answers. I was looking after myself and I needed to find a text that essentially relates to what I've been through. So everybody pulls a mental health card and says this and that, but the real suicide, you know, we talked before, I have a suicide note, blah, blah, blah. So I stumbled upon Sarah Kane. And when I read her suicide note, I realised I matched it with mine. And the language, when I say the language in her suicide note and the language in mine was similar, it's the darkest language you can talk of. And I realised, right, you know what? This should be talked about. She sent her play, which was a suicide note, to her agent and she took her life. So it's the only ever existing piece of theatre that is a suicide note. So what can we learn from that? We can learn, we analyse that with somebody that survived, with me, done the play. So caused a bit of murder. People don't like the truth. So the play, Perform Naked, Hung a Baby Doll from the Ceiling, came out, caused a bit of murder. And it changed my life because Keane Doyle, the actor in the play, was like, you know, Darren Morgan was saying it. When you explain to somebody, you're doing this play that's mental, blah, blah, blah. But until you see it, people related with it. So from there, essentially, that set me up with my last play. I'm nearly finishing Trinity, which is on genocide. And I thought it was going to get all the help in the world. Everybody goes on. People protest about genocide left, right and centre. The play is heavy as fuck, don't get me wrong. You have a brother that was in the lab. Yeah. That what was going on, it was really tough. I was looking at your posts. I had cousins over there, Kevin. And I realised that the two most difficult texts I picked, they need to be talked about. So Sarah Kane wrote about Ian, the character, eats a baby, right? And what's happening in Israel, there's proof. I found resources that they're putting babies in the oven. So I put one and one together, tied them together. And essentially, I had a 70-year-old girl, Maureen Penrose, an absolute saint. She put the baby in the oven and the actor ate it, but he didn't really. So what fascinated me most about the arts is when your man shits on the stage, he doesn't really shit, right? It's peanut butter and people get offended. So it was very heavy on my mental health where I assumed getting sober, for instance, doing a play about, right? Let's really finish on this, right? Doing a play about the way I behaved under the influence of alcohol, right? Acting the bollocks to who I am now. But when you go to unhealthy places, they don't let you get healthy. It's very, very difficult. So decided, you know, Katrina was on recently. She was just on before us, right? Yeah. So she devoted her life experience to specialise in you know, these behaviours and what poor people and other stuff she talks about, right? And I'm the same. So life is good. I'm blessed. I'm back working in a 2-Michelin-star kitchen. And, you know, going back, and I also want to ask you while you're here. Christmas, remember we cook for the Mendy City Institution, the homeless? Yeah. So I'm going to go, Rupert, but it's going to be Wild Wild West with loads of pigs for the homeless. So I'm going to give back and then I'm going to go towards the mental health sector. And that's it. Mm.
Bring a new meaning to talking bollocks, what?
I wanted to actually talk about the kilking in the flats.
I wanted to say that from the start, and then Soso went running.
Go for it.
Soso, you done? You cooked a pig on a spit in the flats based off an art piece, wasn't it? You wanted to bring like fine dining to the flats.
Yeah.
But then Twitter ran away with it.
So here's the thing: what I want to talk about with what I want you to do, I want you to help me with, right? If you look at hospitals, if you look at Dáil Éireadh Street flats, right, the food that they eat. Working class people and the hospital, they don't eat good food, right? I'm very blessed now to be working in a 2-Michelin-star and have blessed to cook throughout the globe, right? And the chef that I brought to Dáil Éireadh Street was a 1-Michelin-star chef, right? I can't say his name, right? Because of obviously the backlash that got,
yeah.
Right? But anyway, what I'm saying is what I want to do is instead of fucking the homeless, right? It's great to see all these soup kitchens, don't get me wrong, doing this, but what I want to give a 13-course fine dining exclusive, like the best food that takes weeks to cook, to the people. But anyway, anti-immigration and the far right, whatever, takes a picture, blows it out of proportion. I go home, fucking police at the door and all, and they said, it was only saying to you, they says it was a pig, right? But the funny part about it is I got myself into serious, I nearly got kicked out of Trinity because if I get a charge sheet, I lose me education. A journalist from India messaged me for some sort of newspaper. He works with the articles and he says to me, hey Glenn, we just want to confirm that this was a pig and it was not a dog. And me being, like we're speaking, all of us here written with ADHD, right? Me being off the wall as it is, I says, right? My defence mechanism kicked in. I got so wound up. I'm trying to cook for the homeless. I'm trying to cook for Dáil Éireadh Street, you know, test stuff, get the ball rolling. And so I just messaged him back, right? Just messaged him back. No, mate, I'm living with my mom, struggling for fun, I'm not working, so I kidnapped the Labrador, right? And he started laughing, right? And he says, no, really? And then he shared the fucking article. So when the article got shared, I'm talking, I've been, you know when you're saying everybody loves viewers, and they're lying if they don't, you know it's doing you good, right? So I shared it. And then all of a sudden it got trending. And then some black dude got the blame, you know, saying that.
Yeah.
And all that. So we're talking about that, taking the words out of context. And, yeah. All this show you saw was crazy.
Well, he was on Twitter defending you, Soso.
No, I know
you were. Like, people were sending diagrams of dogs and greyhounds and like, if you look at this part of the spit, this is what part of the dog it is. I was like, mate, it's literally a pig. Look at it, it's a pig. And then your mom was like, no, I don't think it is. I know the anatomy of dogs. I know the anatomy of animals. That's it. This
but
dog.
That's what, they inspired me. So I get inspiration out of hate and out of everything. So they inspired me to go back to the roots, have him. I'm working in a 2-star, so that's the best education. Like, it's like the Premier League that you can get. And I'm really blessed. So from there, I'm going to put in elements. My great-grandfather in Dáil Éireadh Street had pigs. So I'm going to, like, they're trying to take away the soup kitchens, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I know there's legislation, and I know there's loads
but
of
what's
shit.
What's the reason behind that? Like, what's the benefit from that?
I think a lot of it is rubbish, and a lot of people gathering, and which, but it's crazy how, like, the homeless situation, we all know, everybody talks about that. But when you take food away from people that's homeless, it's, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be learning in here, going to step up my game, and then I'm going to cook pigs to perfection outside the GPO, pull up with a truck though, do a professional and feed them. And then probably, you know, anti-immigration come if they want and they can cheer people saying, you know, this fella's cooking, he's back cooking dogs. It'd be great. It'd be great publicity, you know.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to call the food truck anti-immigration, by the way.
Yeah. Call them hot dogs.
Yeah. Only you could make us have to address that somebody wasn't cooking a German Shepherd in Dáil Éireadh Street.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the Labrador. It was a Labrador. And I got the Labrador in Ballymoon.
This was an immigrant cooking a German Shepherd. Anyways, Thomas, how are you, pal?
I'm good.
Right. We know what it's like to be in Soso's presence. He gets carried away. Soso, will you open an envelope for me, please?
Yeah, it's a money in it.
Smell a full moon after fun.
Tom, how did the play go?
Went really well.
Yeah.
Really,
you want to give
really
us an update? Because you were only on bleeding 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago, yeah. I went there, changed my jocks and come back fucking in. it went really well. We sold out, and it was a lot of our own, like you were saying as well. So, yeah, it was.
Do you know what you're saying that? on people's Instagram stories who, like, not from town, not from around, and a lot of people were at that show. It was like, that's class to see.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean? And it means that even more, because obviously, like, the people who you work with, your colleagues, and even if it's someone who you respect a lot, like, you're making me laugh.
Oh, sorry, he makes me nervous.
But, like, it always means a lot coming from your own and from non-theatre goers, you know what I mean? Who couldn't care less, usually. Like, it always means a lot more.
Yeah, because I went to the preview on the Belvo.
Amber Rose is making me fucking nervous. Yeah.
But everyone, obviously people are listening.
So I know this going to be 15 years. Imagine if I didn't, like, imagine.
Soso has his head shaved and dyed multicolours.
Black,
the hair color.
Yellow.
You look like Flea out of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Cool.
No.
Do you know what that is?
No, it's giving Kanye West two girlfriends ago.
Yeah. He's meant to be good at riding.
Right. Yeah, Joshua, what's the question?
Don't hit me with that talk, please.
So, the question is, would you accept a wish from a genie if it marked for the rest of your life? This English is very good.
I'm going home.
Every boy now, you go to right way, is Tom about to run out, and you only get to start.
I really hope you find peace. Oh my god, I'm like, can we ask the audience?
It's all, isn't it hard, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not, to read isn't hard, babes.
You know what? Let's change the energy. Give me another envelope. Well, alright.
Is there more guests?
Yeah.
Two more?
Yeah.
Like, two more sets or two more guests? Two more guests. One
set. Darren Conway's out there running the fucking up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, don't walk away, Tom.
It wouldn't be the fourth party I was thrown out. Now, hang on. Okay, right, are we ready?
Yeah. Go. Quick, right, fast.
Put that roast beef on for Wednesday, yeah?
Go on, Jula.
No, go on. Ability's changed you. Go on, Jula. Anyway, sorry, the letters are kicking in now. Right, would you rather live as you are now?
Right.
Or?
The letters is flown and all.
Oh,
you.
My God. Speed loaf this.
You can't even finish a sentence.
No, please now. Let's zip. Okay, would you rather live as you are now? Or live now and all your dreams will come true, but all means all. So any nightmare or bad dream will also come true.
Nah.
Oh, see, we have a lot of intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, same girl.
Yeah, so we can't be walking down the road knowing that's going to happen then. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be driving my car thinking, like, what if I just turned into the wall there? What would happen? Well, how much damage would I do to the wall? How much damage would I do to the car?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Things
and
like that.
Convince yourself of anything. Like, I went through a period a few years ago and anxiety was real bad at the time, but I was convinced I was going to be shot. Like, I was dodging out windows and all. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'd go for the fourth one. Live,
you were method acting. That's what that was.
Yeah.
You knew I'd get that rolling kin.
I'm going to stay as I am. Sasha, what are you doing here?
Liz, for the sake of humanity, Sasha.
Show me, let me go. I need to
Yeah, he wasn't even listening to the question.
You know what?
He's
the first time in my life, I had hours to ring the police.
Well, I...
Joshua, real fast, we have it.
Well, all my dreams come true anyway, you know. I have intrusive thoughts every day, so the second one.
Yes.
Mm.
So that is amazing.
Yeah, they always come true anyway, and it's the second.
As well, actually, sorry, Joshua, we actually haven't had you on since you were on the live show with us.
Okay, yeah.
And can I just say, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Remember you?
Vicar Street.
Yeah.
Mountain Buzz Lightyear shooting on.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it was amazing. I have to be honest with you, right, Soso? You're a great young lady, great energy. I love being around you. But I was worried that night.
Everyone pulled me. I'm like, Calvin, you're going to be the only one here listening to. I mean, do you remember I pulled you in the dressing room and I said, Soso, just do what? Like,
you were doing it in a positive way, right?
Yeah, I'll set you up with the questions for everything that you need to promote. And you goes, no problem. And you come out and you're like, Calvin.
Vegan vending machines in Trinity.
I'll tell you why, right? My identity, right? People wind me up to bits where I can't be myself. If nobody said that, don't say anything, I would have been fine, right? But it's like, even with, I'm in Trinity, I'm studying the last 6 years.
How do you know someone goes to Trinity? Because they fucking want a podcast and that's all they
But like, I'm not allowed. The reason why I'm taking a step back, because I'm not allowed to be myself, right? When I try constantly, because obviously people, it's like a lot of agents or other people are terrified to touch me or players because they're like, Glenn, at any given minute he could say something outrageous. And it's like, But if you just, in future, so the next time I'm going on, just don't say anything. Just leave me.
I remember.
Just to clarify, we are having a bit of crack going. Look, you want, here's the truth. You're liable to say fucking that and so.
Of course.
Or you're in the telephone box on your own.
And it's safe to say all three of us know him a long time. Yeah. So this is coming from experience. Like.
My point is, you did come out and say outrageous things, but you knocked her out of the park.
Off the bat.
Yeah, but it's all true. But it's all true. It's like 20% of males under the influence of cocaine is riding transgenders. And they don't want to talk about that.
I'm incredibly uncomfortable.
But it doesn't matter. and nobody's talking about it. So it is. It's like as much as it's the truth. Everything is the truth.
No, we know.
Yeah,
and that's it. We'll never try and tone you down.
I know you won't.
But I just want to say you got a standing ovation that night.
Cheers,
and you were amazing.
Yeah. No,
you were
amazing. Thanks, yeah,
and that's why you come on as the last guest. You would have made it.
But cheers, I respect that.
But yeah, because I didn't know what he was wearing around, and he came out in a Buzz Lightyear costume and just that bound to everyone off the bat, and everyone was like,
and you know what made it better? Because people thought you were an enigma, you were a wind up, and I was like, no, this.
But you know what I've seen? Do you know why I've done that? Do you want me to be honest? You know why I've done that? Because, when I came out, after being, around prestigious people and being, because I've been in the arts around prestigious people.
Did you hear that,
No, but when I came out, the first thing I noticed, and I don't know why Leo Vraca came to me, I'll probably get in trouble saying this, but I don't know why, but when I looked in the audience, there wasn't Leo Vraca or these type of people in the crowd. There was working class, real people. And the difference between working class, real people, we're working class here, you can speak with the way you want, and they've been through the struggle. And when I seen that, when I had glasses on, and I done that, and everybody was gleaming, and they're working class people. And that's when I decided to turn up and change, because it was like, they want something real. And I know we go out, everything's political correct, but this is fucking... No, but you know... Do you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Everything, you have to be careful what you say, because...
This episode comes out, Thomas, it's going to be you on the sofa.
No, but you know...
And I ask, and I'm being devil's advocate here. Actually, no, I'm actually being myself here. Like, you're saying about being real and being staunch and like working class people. What about being real and working class? Made you wear it was like your costume.
Because I made it out of the streets, didn't I?
Did you, yeah?
Yeah, I made it out of the streets. 12 years all over the globe. And I was making
a statement. You got the 27B to infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
That's what the B stands for.
But that's the difference. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's
given
the difference.
151.
Real people. Real people,
Yeah, thanks very much for being part of episode 200.
No, honestly, I told you already, Tom.
Great, yeah.
We wanted to bring on iconic guests, people who are part of the journey. You two lads, yous are... What would you say?
Be careful.
Icons of the inner city. No, but everyone knows who you are, even though they've never met us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The two of you. Do you know what I mean? You're Soso, you're TKB. Yeah. Now, they might be our alter egos. They might be your personality traits.
Are you going to crown me or what's the story? You're holding
you're
up the
princess of D1.
I haven't
got it. You're a
real queen. I'm a good Evie, the princess, and I'm the queen. Can I also just say that I don't stand by, endorse, or agree with any of the statements made by Soso Glenmurray on this podcast?
That's because
they're
the truth.
Thank you very much.
That's because they're the truth.
Thank you.
Truth Maker Productions comes soon. They're the truth.
Have his hand plugged before you go.
No, I'm going to.
Tom, you aren't in the plug. Any players coming up?
No.
Nothing at all.
Well, actually, do you know what? The musical, myself and Gemma Dunivia are working on it at the minute. We're doing more work on that this year. So
right.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So that's coming.
Class. Yeah, that's coming.
Soso, and the plug.
If you're struggling with cocaine addiction or addiction in general and struggling with suicidal ideation or the way you behave, reach out to me and I can point you to research, because the reason why I talk about being there with drinking other stuff, behaving the way I did. So a lot of people in Ireland, there's still a lot of stigma around mental health, and especially the way we behave, we don't speak about it. So yeah, and anything that I plug, I'm working on a cocaine documentary from a behavioural aspect. So if anybody wants to talk about the way they behaved, not about how much cocaine they sniffed, the way they behaved and what brought them to suicide, I'd appreciate the reach out to me. I live life sexy. And I've
lovely.
What a bloke.
That was
I mean, look thanks forward to much. The roast outside GPO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog.
Right. We have the main event. It's John McGuckin. How are you? And Darren Conway. Darren, happy haircut.
Just nice showed peace showing up there. He didn't even.
Yeah, it's a podcast and he's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sticking the peace.
An audio podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
video is.
Yeah. That might be clips. Who knows?
You want a hair journey?
A hair journey?
You don't know what a hair journey is.
What's
a hair
that?
Journey? You're going to get in trouble eating sweets. We can hear the producer on over there already giving him.
Is she on in that room?
Yeah.
He is not. Yeah. She's not over there blade like that. No. No.
What's a hair journey?
If you have an occasion coming up, like a wedding
mm.
or a big event, and you want a nice haircut for it,
Yeah, episode 200.
Yeah, so you're on a hair journey.
No, I grew my hair out last year and that was it. Actually, I got my hair cut this morning and I come up with a little fact. Since I got the gaff, I've never got a skin fade. So is that a sign of maturity?
Not you have a skin fade now?
That's a taper, bro.
What the fuck? It's the same. What are you talking about? It's a bleeding skin fade.
Your hair is the best I've ever seen it, by the way.
Get the hell out of here.
The best I've ever seen it.
Do you mean that?
I do mean it. Usually you just get up in the morning and you're like, this is me. You look like you put the effort in.
I did 100, didn't it?
I didn't. I came in on, do you know what? I came in on the scooter.
You'll never know when he starts talking.
can't match him.
Yeah.
When Joe starts talking, I look at Darden and he's like, oh.
Darden tries to crack a joke as if to say like, haha, I'm the comedic value for the conspiracy that he's about to throw out here. That's what it is, isn't it?
What were you saying, back Joe? Down. I was saying that I came on the scooter and maybe it just kind of gave me a little bit of a blow dry.
No,
you need to. You should grow your hair out so it's easier than the style.
It doesn't work like that. It does.
The longer it is, the harder it is the style.
No. Yeah. Yeah, the shorter it is, the harder it is.
Like you.
How long, what?
Style it.
5 minutes with a hairdryer.
With a hair. Now, see, this is the problem with people now. Using hairdryers, when did that happen?
I agree.
Do you agree? Do you wear a hair? Do you use a hairdryer?
Yesterday, one of the boys got a creak in his neck in the gym. I got a creak in my neck. Drying my head with the towel last year.
Did
fucked me up for a week. I was like, I fucking should start using a hairdryer. Yeah.
What are you eating?
Cake. Just one bit of cake.
That's not cake.
A load of hair in it.
Siobhan made that cake.
And you're eating it. It looks like a cement block.
That's what's that called?
Siobhan's biscuit. Laughing now. It's not gonna be laughing.
Chocolate biscuit.
Goes out. It's a beautiful cake.
It didn't come with candles because you wouldn't fit a candle would snap before going in that.
Mm. Oh, that poor cake. I could has been cinder block.
Yeah.
Every single person that's come in here.
Really? Yeah.
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 It's a shit cake.
E for effort.
It's a really bad cake.
E for effort.
No, do you know what? I appreciate the gesture. I appreciate that Siobhan has made this because it shows what she thinks of the podcast. Do you know what? I'm going to contribute to episode 200. Bang, there's my little piece.
But the bare minimum, though.
I didn't eat it.
What do you think that she could have done,
John? A little bit of sponge or something at the end. Something that's. Do you know what that is?
There's crunchies in it.
That looks like.
Should have just got a few French fancies.
That looks like the bottom of my. You know the seat well, like the footwell. In my car, the kids drop biscuits down there all the time and they start to mat together. That's what that looks like. That looks like a load of biscuits at the bottom of a car, matted together. Well, in the nicest way possible.
It tastes beautiful.
There's no nice
thanks
way
very much,
that.
Siobhan. We have...
Who's that?
Because we're all just going to keep getting carried away. We have questions on that table.
For who?
All of us.
For all of
open
us?
An envelope, Darren. Take an envelope that's not open.
That's an empty envelope.
That's an empty one, bro. Yeah. Come here, you're getting married. You'd be used to getting handed envelopes, so you should know what to do with them.
Nothing in that.
Nothing in it.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be saying on your wedding day.
Hopefully not from you. Well, we got a whole bit of stick on that. Fuck all in it.
Nothing in that either.
Nothing in it?
Is there no questions? Are we out of questions?
No, there should be the one.
Aha.
Right.
Just go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Bro. Can you read, bro?
Bathe in beans or never drink another
caffeinated drink.
Whatever that means. Fizzy drink, yeah?
No, caffeine. Like any drink with caffeine, like a coffee.
Bathe in beans or never drink a Lucozade drink again.
No, it's caffeinated drinks. So coffee, tea, fizzy drinks.
Red Bull.
Yeah, Coke, Monster, all that, yeah.
Lucozade.
What, just bathe in beans?
That's
once?
Not too
I
bad.
I hate beans.
Probably try that anyways.
It's probably not good for your skin.
I don't like beans anyway.
I hate beans.
You don't have to eat them. You just
have a bat in a bat of beans.
What every other question on every envelope tonight was like... Like this scenario.
Pissing the shower up.
There you go. But this one's like bathing beans on.
Is that forever? Like every batch you take is in beans? Or just once?
Oh, yeah. Forever. Oh. No, but then you have a shower afterwards. You can wash it off for the shower.
Yeah, but I'm not having a bath in jaw.
Lovely.
Bath in beans and then your shower. Yeah. Come on.
It's a serious trade-off though.
Honestly, lads, I'd say that would feel amazing. Imagine that kind of slimy, beany, kind of bean bag feeling of, it would be nice, boys. That would be really fucking nice.
In the tomato juice and all?
It wouldn't be pleasant afterwards. If you could wash it off, I'd actually be into it. I'd actually think that's really nice.
You'd have to and be Hoyens.
You couldn't not have a coffee again.
Oh, no, that's the only thing.
You couldn't.
Like, you're having two of them a day, minimum.
Bare minimum.
Lads, every day, a bat in beans.
I don't have a bat.
How many coffees
day?
Have a day, Terry? How many Cokes do you have in your life? Any fizzy drink, really? Nearly any fizzy drink you have is caffeinated.
I have about six a day. Coke Zeroes.
Oh, really, bro, yeah?
I'm strung out as well, serious.
Oh, genuinely.
24 every 3 days or something.
What's in the yolk?
Yeah.
There's
aspartame. No, there is. It's one of the most addictive substances on the planet, it's Coke Zero. When you get the 4-pack, that's just for you, because you know when you drink one, you're just going to drink it straight away.
That's just a sup.
But here it is. It's like buying one can. Do you not get that? Well, I got it every December, because you know I was obviously bleeding all the shit just be flying around the gaff in December. I think I went through about 60 cans of Coke Zero in December, easily.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they are.
Aren't they? I just have a normal
kind of
Coke.
Think it's better. And do you know what's mad? We call normal Coke full fat Coke.
Full fat, yeah. Do you know what? There's 0%. There's no fat in Coke.
Yeah, as if it's milk. Full fat Coke, please. Oh, yeah, thanks. I don't know with the beans, so it's a hard one.
Yeah, I'm not having a bath in beans every day. Anyways, Darden, answer?
Yeah, I'm not having a bath in beans.
You'd get withdrawals, you get headaches.
Yeah. So never have a caffeinated drink again? No caffeine?
No, I'll do the beans.
Like, oh, you do the beans?
I don't want the boat, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You'd get headaches. You would
if you didn't have caffeine.
I'd say you'd die.
Have caffeine. Yeah,
yeah.
You'd probably just die.
Yeah.
Or you'd get cold.
Well, not suicide.
Probably, yeah. Nice one. Right, go on, Teddy.
I think we have another
just
card.
Just die. Like,
I think we might have another card.
Go through
do
that there,
Daddy.
I think there is one.
Is there any
card? There was one Sasso gave up on. It should be there somewhere. Have a look around there.
You're eating that cake like Bruce from Matilda.
Bruce. Well, I only had before.
Bruce.
That was Eric Lawler, Sasso Murray. Eric Lawler and Sasso Murray.
Eating all the cake?
Yeah.
There's not even a side plate. Just one plate. One
just
knife.
One plate, bro. Cut it. Take a bit. It's a nice cake.
Exactly, Pops. Oh, yeah. I'm trying on the podcast, though.
All right, Darren, relax. You want to get used to cutting that cake, bro? You're getting married. So, would you accept a wish from a genie if it meant for the rest of your life, every biro, this is how you know what culture wrote this, every biro you go to write with is about to run out and you only get to write the start of the word?
What? Wait, what?
So, do you accept a wish from a genie?
Yeah.
Where it meant that every pen that you write with is about to run out and you only get to write the start of your word that you're going to write.
Yeah, just write with a pencil. Just wouldn't write with a book.
Don't write on a sheet of paper and just send a text.
Yeah, type it out. Emails.
I like this.
Who's writing with pens?
Yeah, I like this. When was the last time you wrote something? With a pen?
Oh.
I have a little copy book. I have a jotter. I jot stuff down.
Yeah.
Like what, a diary?
Little diary, yeah.
That's very pathetic to use a politically correct word.
Yeah,
because
I want
to call it something else. That's very pathetic. You're a fully grown man married with two kids and a gaff and you're writing in a journal.
I'm not starting
Dear journal.
I'm not saying dear diary today.
Today we did a podcast. It was kind of good.
I'm not writing.
I think I was the best in the podcast. I'm way funnier than Darren and Owen.
Probably not Owen.
But that's what I would say in his journal.
They cross out. Probably not Owen.
Yeah.
I like to do lists and shopping lists. I'd write all that stuff out.
Why just bring your phone? Or do what any man does.
I just show like that in my head.
What every fella does.
What do I need? Bread and it just stars.
What every fella does when he goes shopping is you go to the shop and then you text her board, what do we need? And then she sends you the list.
Yeah.
Or you go to the shop and you'd be like, bread would be good, wouldn't it? I'll get that. You can never run out of bread. Milk and eggs, and then she'll text me, yeah, we need fucking pasta and you need this, you need that, and you get it. But anyways, you are taking the wish.
I'm taking the wish and just not using the pen then, yeah.
Take the wish to be able to write.
Yeah. I wish for a pen that had ink.
I wish for a good pen that can write.
Is everything all right?
Turned into getting sent the question, did he?
I did.
Do you do your shopping for a day?
Nah, I'm not even getting into shopping with yours again. Me and you had a problem.
No, like
with
a field
that.
Shop.
Yeah, we did.
No, if a field shop, would you shop for the week, like?
Yeah. I try.
Or would you just go and get...
Nah, I'm a 48-hour man. Then I for tonight, then I for tomorrow, and I'll worry about the rest when I get there.
Okay.
Terrence Power covered in for Darren Conway on the Stala podcast once. So a lot of talk and bollocks listeners won't have heard it. And it's just, you know, when you go to a supermarket.
Can I just say, Terrence is doing a lot of pointing and shaking here.
Because
He's trying to get you to stop.
He's about to get called down.
He's making signals that I want to cut his mic.
Like when you go shopping, can you imagine him going around with a basket? No. So he doesn't do a trolley. He has a little basket in the crease of his elbow. Like that. It's like a little purse.
That's what
it
is.
No, that's it.
We all know what pathetic means. That's pathetic.
I can only picture him
in a supermarket like swinging kicks and all.
Like, shadow boxing.
Just like tumbling and cartwheeling.
It's because he's
like a bald child. Yeah. When he goes into JD, he'd just be kicking the footballs around and all.
Yeah.
He turned his nose up to a trolley because he'd be too embarrassed going around doing a big shop with a big trolley. So he says, what do? He goes around with a basket in the crease of his elbow.
No, I'm not. Darren, would you believe that?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I carry a basket, bro. Joe got carried away, obviously, as he does, I'm sure you're aware. And she had a carry it in the crease of my elbow.
Where do you carry it?
In the hand, bro.
Like a handbag. Oh, stop it.
It's all coming out now.
I heard about it. Someone sent me a picture, man, of you skipping around the dirty oil. It's a basket in your elbow.
If any of you see Karen's going around Tesco, all, yeah. Send us a photo at Talking Bollocks at GoLoud.com. Has to be that, because it's always that. Yeah. Just change the name. Okay.
I have a quiz question. What's hotter, lightning or the sun?
Has to be the sun.
So there is an answer to this, own, yeah? Okay, so
I feel like it's a trick question. It has to be lightning.
The sun has to be too. Yeah, it's very obviously the sun.
No,
but maybe it's a double bluff.
Yeah, so it has to be lightning. I feel like it's a trick question.
Is it weird that we don't give a shit about it?
Yeah. No, I swear to God. I always think, and I'm not allowed to say because I don't want to give out to me.
Care.
But then we just don't need to go, I don't care.
I really want to answer, but I don't care.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, lightning.
I don't know how the concept of a podcast works.
Well, we're after saving the world.
At the end of every episode, you like, send your questions to this. At the start of the next episode, we explain that we're going to answer the questions and Darren's like, I don't want to answer questions. Darren's like, I don't care. I'm not answering questions. Even though I'll ask you to send them and tell you I'll answer them.
I'll answer them, but like, you don't really want it. None of you do.
Like, I'm not going home. I'm going to be like to me board. I'm going to have a shower. But I think I might try what it's like with the beans in the bat. Yeah. We try that. No, it's just a bit of laugh, a bit of content, a bit of something to laugh at on the drive home.
This one's difficult to laugh at, isn't it?
This one here?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I actually don't think lightning is hot at all. I think lightning...
It fries
is,
people, mate.
Lightning,
yeah, because it's electricity.
Yeah, that's just the shock
hot.
Of it.
It fries he's cooking right. People, mate. Well, it's leaving people like the bleak.
There's electricity going through these wires. There's electricity going through these wires and it's not hot.
Cooking people.
It's because the way it works, he's right.
It's leaving people well done, pal.
It's not.
It is.
If you touch somebody, if I got electrocuted and you touch
me, you'd be medium rare, that's what you're telling me.
I'd be a bit blue. I'd be blue.
Then how come people will be smoking? There'll be smoke coming out of people.
Because the friction is the friction.
I know. Oh, mate, I know about 50 people like you.
That got struck by
don't them. Know what they're talking about. and then they'll figure out as they go along.
No,
lightning. Just say, I actually don't know how lightning works. I don't know how hot it is.
No, but it does,
I hope I'm right. I really hope I'm right. There's electricity going through this wire right now. Lightning is just electricity, and it doesn't get hot until it interacts with something else.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think lightning is actually really cold.
Cold. So tell me this. Tell me this. When lightning hits somebody,
yeah,
how does it fry them?
How does
an egg fry on a pan?
It electrocutes you.
You know?
But it doesn't make you hot. It doesn't like... Like, it does electrocute.
How do you fry sausages?
Oh, can you answer this for us, please, Owen?
I'm going with the sun.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to go with the sun, but I feel like it's a trick question. Why would he compare lightning to the sun? Do you know what I mean?
Because there's white lightning and white is cold.
All joking aside, you just never know.
Stop.
And it comes from, it's when it's cold, it's when it's raining and everything, and that does be cold.
No, it does be roasting when it does be thunderstorms.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Roasting.
Yes, it does. It does be warm.
It does.
When it's thunder and lightning.
You're going out in your shop.
It's when it's humid. I'm telling you.
I'm with Terrence on that one.
What did I say?
Just waking you up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fella sitting here in a cheetah.
I was like, I didn't even make a point.
Did you ever get electrocuted?
No.
I did. Off a plug.
I got a shock off a boiler. Top of a boiler. There was an exposed wire on it. And in my nanny's room, the boiler was upstairs. And when I was having it I got shot across the room.
Across the room?
Well, I got a fright. I went, oh, do you know what I mean? It hurt,
What did
now,
you do?
I went, oh.
Do you know what's tough? Do you know what really is tough?
Go on.
Being
that,
right.
That birthday
being
cake.
Right all the time. Lightning is five
you
times
hotter
than the
sun. You can't have two right people in the same room. So, well, Joe was right.
Lightning is five times hotter than the sun.
Who said that? Google.
Here we go.
Right. No, you trust ChatGPT.
Who's measuring the heat of the fucking... Okay.
Again, he doesn't know what he's talking about and he's figuring it out as he goes along. Oh, look, you can't trust what?
You can't measure the
all
heat
you need in your life is a few games of FIFA. Am I right?
Come here, Dad. You're getting married. How's that going with you?
Grand.
You sent a very threatening message to me the other day.
I said, get back to me because you...
ASAP, Rocky, you said. You're fucking... Are you going to be wedding yet or no?
I said it to the people that I thought... they might not go.
Do you know why I had that date listed? Because I knew we needed to know by January 20th.
But why leave it till then? Why not just say...
Because I had
What did I tell you? I had something on that weekend.
Wait, were we meant to get back?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to respond to a Silvio play or SVP.
That's why every wedding is.
Yeah.
Every wedding.
Yeah. Did you not get back to him?
No, I thought we were going to bring that out to the door.
Yeah, and if you do that, you're not sitting down for a meal.
What, the invitation?
Did you think it was a ticket?
Yeah.
He's there. I think it's the Debs.
It has a ribbon on it.
Him and his board standing there in front of a flower wall outside his mask off and all. Putting the little flower
so
on the wrist.
Is that what you text me?
Waiting on the limo to collect them.
Is that what you...
Every wedding does that.
No, I thought you were texting as if... So I thought Darden had too many people. Didn't I say that to you?
You did.
And he didn't want me to go. So he was like, are you going to the wedding? And I was like, if you don't want me to go, just say that, bro. And he's like, no.
They were looking for numbers.
I didn't realise that I was meant to get back to you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that answer, Amy. Good. I was going to bring that to the door. It looked like a right fucking
I couldn't hope it.
And the Dewey's ma. There you go.
I couldn't hope it. Everyone doesn't have the same idea, you know. Because they won't be getting fed. I thought you were going to smack me there.
There might be, though. You're having trouble, though, with getting people to RSVP.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mate got married last year and we got married on a bank holiday weekend. The weekend before, he sent out a message to people to just say like, oh, you still gone, blah, blah, blah. 20 people pulled out the weekend before.
Oh.
And that's a big chunk of people.
Yes, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but you know, you want to stop inviting fucking half the country then.
I know, keep inviting people.
The new woman on reception downstairs, I was coming in, I was like, how are you, what's your name? She's like, oh, I'm such and such. Are you going to Darden's wedding as well? I was like, we're going as well.
See you at the wedding.
Yeah, that's going to be some blading table.
It's going to be a table full of taxi drivers.
Dropped them from Mark County House to Finglas once. You know, nice fella. Yeah. Turkey and ham parcel. Lovely fella.
Oh, please.
So is this Tarnance's RSVP live on the podcast?
Live on that, yeah. Cool.
Do you know what we should do? Will we announce where his wedding is and when it is?
Oh, that would be class.
Yeah, and then like we just take it out.
What are you shooting for? Look, he's getting all nervous.
Say if you want, go on.
I don't even know where it is.
I'll just go on to Daddy Gowlow and be like, yeah.
Quote that.
Ow.
Daddy Gowlow. Oh, please. Right. I think we're at the end.
I thought we were at the end when Will and fucking Eric were here.
Oh, please. Lads, honestly, thanks very much for coming in.
Congratulations, lads. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Joe. You're the only one who contributed.
An amazing, amazing podcast. And fair play to you. Long may it last.
Owen, can we wrap this up? That's episode 200, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Keep tuning in this year for all the future episodes. It's our legends. Thanks to the boys for coming in as well.
I'm not even going to try and name everybody. Yeah.
No, there was a gang of people in.
Was a good crack out there?
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, I wish.
Lots of different personalities coming together and saying, you're going on talking bollocks.
Yeah. It was like the Avengers. Avengers of talking bollocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Deadly. Way of putting it. Shout out to all the guests who's come on. Shout out to everyone who's listened. Shout out to Go Loud for keeping us going. And shout out to FBT for sponsoring this podcast.
FBT Gyms is the best in the business, giving you so much more than your average gym.
Join us in a supportive environment dedicated to helping you achieve your fitness goals, with locations in Swords, Coolock, Drogheda, and the new location now open in Tallaght.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, FBT provide resources, motivation, and expertise to empower your fitness journey. Unleash your potential at FBT Gym for only €44 a month with no contract and full class access. Sign up at fbtgyms.ie today.
FTB.
FBT.
FBT.
And they like that. They be like, oh, look, little man.
Darren Conway says, clip it.
Go on, get it up on the stories.
Clip it and tag him in it.
We shared
it. Yeah. Take us out, lad. Or Siobhan. Or Darren. Whoever's in there laughing at us now.
Boom.
Talking bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your potential at FBT Gyms, where strength meets community. FBTGyms.ie.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Come up. Come up.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis? Or GMG, like taking that weekend trip. talking with friends, or enjoying a meal. Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.